to fight to make a difference.
When I think of Bill Owens, I sort of think about you, because both of you have been my chaperones to Republican events. Back in 1996, when I ran as an unaffiliated candidate for Denver DA against the incumbent Democrat Bill Ritter, Bill Owens, who was then state treasurer, was nice enough to escort me to various Republican events and tell people, you know what, this guy's okay, even though he's not a Republican. We should support him. Of course, Bill Ritter used that against me and said, Craig, he's a Republican. And then again, when you were the head of the state party, I found myself at certain events, especially as I was a big backer of Mitt Romney defeating Barack Obama. And you would escort me to certain Republican events and sit with me. And I always enjoyed that. And I liked the way you worked the room. I thought you were a great GOP chairman in that regard. You included a guy like me. Do you remember those events?
I very much do, and I appreciate that. And to draw any kind of comparison to Governor Bill Owens is flattering and deeply humbling. He's someone who I greatly admire and who I am honored now to, I think, consider a friend. And he and I think in some ways, along with folks like Hank Brown and others, I think are cut from some of the same cloth in terms of our orientation toward politics is towards trying to build and grow the coalition, even if people don't agree with us 100% of the time. And I think in part that may be the reason why the party is heading in a bit of a different direction. It's important for me to always think about the fact that in my lifetime, those 40 years, we've only elected one Republican governor, and he was of that kind of a mindset to try to find consensus, to try to build towards common ground, and to try to advance conservative principles, even if you can't necessarily be as absolutist about it as some would like to have you be. The vacancy committee, for example, that filled the position in this recent House race, which I know you want to talk to me about as well, one of the local precinct leaders came to me as we were in that campaign and made the comment. He said, you know, I've never really forgiven you for inviting that Catholic priest to give the opening prayer at our state convention in 2010. I thought, or 2012, excuse me. I thought that was totally inappropriate. He considered himself much more, not pro-life and didn't think that was appropriate. And I relayed to him, well, you know, for every person like you who was upset about it, I had 100 people that liked it. And then when I, the following year, or the following cycle, invited a Mormon leader to give the opening prayer at the state convention, I had 100 people contact me afterwards to tell me how much they hated that. So those are the challenges. Anytime that you wade into the public arena, you're going to make some enemies. You're going to make people.
Right, and why not a Jewish guy? What, are you against the Jews?
Actually, I've had invited.
No, I'm sure you have. That was just a joke. The anchor of our station, the morning host Peter Boyles, gave you grief. I don't know if you heard me interact with him yesterday morning. I'm on with Pete on Friday mornings. He said he wishes you were back now. Did you hear Peter Boyles, in a way, apologize to you?
I did hear that, and to the extent I've heard Tom Tancredo ever acknowledge that he was wrong about something, I think in some ways he's done the same.
One of the big talk radio beefs against you is that you are not sufficiently supportive of the recall efforts against John Morris, Angie Harone, the people who helped John Hickenlooper with the Colorado gun laws. What's your response to that?
Two things. First is that it is the job of the Republican Party to support Republican candidates when there is an election, not to go out there and sort of pick fights and start elections. Otherwise, where does that stop? I mean, we can initiate recalls against any Democrat lawmaker we don't particularly like. But as soon as there is a recall election ordered by the choice of the people in those petitions, then it's the job of the Republican Party to step in. And the state party spent over $140,000 and mobilized volunteers and phone bank and get out the vote operations down in those two races. So if you again look at the objective, look objectively at what we accomplished and the resources we allocated, we spent more in those two House races in those recalls than at any time for many, many years.
Well,
it's been interesting to see, surprising to see the rise of a Donald Trump-type figure to potentially become the party's nominee for president, that's for sure.
And now that you both shared that affection for Diet Coke, do you like him any better?
Nope, not one bit. I'm sorry. you know, look, I understand the attraction that some voters have towards him, you know, an outsized celebrity-type figure, you know, unapologetic in his arrogance and pettiness. He is channeling an interesting sense of anger and frustration that many in the electorate feel. But, Craig, anger is not a political platform, and it doesn't show to me the kind of character and thoughtfulness that you need to be the commander-in-chief and the leader of the free world, you know, times 10. I don't think that he is a conservative. He is ideologically unmoored and seems to be just
Well, what qualifies somebody as a conservative?
In my view, a conservative is someone who believes in limited government, who believes in those principles of individual freedom, of personal responsibility, believes in the free market system of competitive economic markets, but also believes, I think, at its core, the idea that we should be supporting the idea for opportunity for all. I think that conservatives have always
championed the rule.
The only way that any Colorado Republican can participate in the choice for the nomination of our candidate is to show up at those caucuses, get elected as a delegate to the county assembly, then be elected as a delegate to the state assembly, and run to be a delegate to the national convention. It's a pretty cumbersome and unfortunately not always representative process.
Well, I don't like it a bit. You and I saw each other up at the debate, the GOP debate in Boulder. That was a great night, but I realized even then this is the last time we're going to see these candidates in Colorado because Colorado is essentially irrelevant to the nominating process.
It will be in the context of actually tallying towards delegate votes. Now, we will be sending delegates from Colorado from our state convention to participate in the nomination process. I think it's 37 delegates or so.
All party insiders, I expect.
That's usually the way it works, unfortunately, and it's my hope that those folks exercise good, thoughtful judgment and are mindful of the fact that they represent all of Colorado Republicans.
And if you had your choice, who would they nominate for president on the Republican side?
If it were up to me, I would vote for somebody that has a tested, true conservative record, someone that you can really kick the tires on, that has demonstrated the kind of thoughtfulness and character that America needs. My vote would be for Jeb Bush, but I know that there are a couple of other candidates that are also running that have demonstrated the kind of thoughtfulness and a track record of performance that you can have some confidence in. I also like Marco Rubio. I really liked Governor Walker and Governor Jindal, but I know that those campaigns have kind of taken a bit of a turn.
I noticed you haven't said Ted Cruz.
You know, Ted Cruz, I think it's telling that all of the colleagues that he serves with currently in the United States Senate, among them not a one is supporting him.
Not only don't they support him, the word is they all hate him. And Donald Trump is out there saying that, which is harsh. Everybody hates Ted Cruz. Do you think that's true?
I think in part it is. He is also, I think, remarkably arrogant and really lacks the kind of civility. Politics is a...
You've chosen Jeb Bush as the ideal GOP nominee. What about for the U.S. Senate out of Colorado? Who's the best choice for the Republicans to pick to go up against Michael Bennett?
We have a number of really great candidates stepping
forward.
Name
your top three.
My top choice by far would be John Kaiser. I think he is young, but he also is very experienced. He's a legislator out in Jefferson County. His background in the military is a decorated combat vet. He's also an attorney by training, but he strikes me as capturing that same sort of forward-looking optimism that Cory Gardner and Tom Tillis and Joni Ernst have done for our party. I think
what a great promo! Because you know who's going to be in the lounge next week? Probably swigging down Diet Coke just like you, John Kaiser. So I look forward to that.
I think very highly of John. I think he'll do a great job. I like Jerry Natividad. I've had the privilege of working with him over the years in many of the efforts that he's done to engage in the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and outreach within that community. Very thoughtful man and someone whose perspectives I think would be very valuable.